Number 57. It was a very wide river, with many great curves in it, and in one of these there lived a large number of wild pigs. Nobody could remember how they had got there, but they managed to live through floods, fires, ice, and attacks by hunters. Then one day a stranger came to the nearest village and asked where he could find the wild pigs. Somebody told him, and he went off. He had no weapons with him, and the village people wondered what he was going to do with the pigs. When he came back a few months later and said that he had caught all the pigs, the villagers were still more surprised. But some of the men agreed to go with him when he asked for help in bringing the pigs out. They wanted to see whether he was telling the truth. They soon discovered that he was. All the pigs were inside an enclosure which had a fence round it and a gate in one of its sides. "How did you do it?" they asked the stranger. "Well, it was quite easy, really," he answered. "I began by putting out some Indian corn. At first they would not touch it. But after a few weeks, some of the younger pigs began to run out of the bushes, take some of the corn quickly, and then run back. Soon all the pigs were eating the corn I put out. Then I began to build a fence round the corn. At first it was very low, but gradually I built it higher and higher without frightening the pigs away. When I saw that they were waiting for me to bring the corn each day, instead of going and searching for their own food, as they had done in the past, I built a gate in my fence and shut it one day while they were all eating inside the enclosure. I can catch any animal in the world in the same way if I can get it into the habit of depending on me for its food."
One. What was the river where the wild pigs lived like? Two. What did the pigs manage to live through? Three. What did the village people wonder? Four. When were the villagers still more surprised? Five. What did the stranger ask for? Six. What did the villagers discover? Seven. What had happened a few weeks after the stranger had gone to the river? Eight. How had he built a fence without frightening the pigs? 9. When had he built a gate in his fence? 10. What did he think he had to do to catch any animal in the world in the same way?